You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that highlight our region's grit and grace. Ordinary people of Greater Philadelphia becoming difference makers. It's Philly Rising on KYW News Radio.
When Jamila Tompkins Bigelow gave birth to her sons, it also sparked a fire inside of her to start building the world that she wanted to see for them as a minority Black Muslim mother.
I was wanting to write more children's books that had families like their own, you know, that kind of represented their community more.
Several children's books later, the former Philadelphia teacher is now a best-selling author. Her work is appreciated locally in bookshops like Uncle Bobby's in her Germantown neighborhood. They've also made it into homes, classrooms, and even school curriculums across the country.
Your Name is a Song basically celebrated the musicality of all of these different names that often get mispronounced, right? All of these different kinds of cultural, ethnic names from around the world. For it to just have taken off the way that it did and the way that it continues to, it's really powerful to me.
While the author is experiencing a lot of success and notoriety, along with that, she has also seen some pushback.
For a while, and that's kind of how I even got my in, right, was that, you know, people were looking for this kind of work and very interested in it. And then now we're in this phase where now this work is being shut down. You know, I've had a few of my books banned for certain school districts throughout the country.
Part of what keeps her motivated, she says, is that for every disgruntled vocal parent speaking out against her children's books, there are countless families positively impacted by the representation they bring.
It's very special to someone who is African-American, who's Muslim, to see that representation in a book. I have seen people show me how meaningful that is to them.
If you know a difference maker who should be featured on Philly Rising, go to kywnewsradio.com/Philly Rising.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.